expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with attorney Eric Bland. Yes, the Eric Bland from the land of Alec Murdaugh. But he's nothing like Alec Murdaugh. He's a good guy. He's the one that's been representing Gloria Satterfield's family, several of the jurors from the trial of Alec Murdaugh, and many others that have been so severely traumatized and wronged by Alec Murdaugh. And there is a scary thing happening. The possibility of an Alec Murdaugh murder retrial. Let's talk about that possibility of this going to another trial. And I think you very eloquently just laid out a very strong case, even if the financial crimes are not included in it. Obviously, there's an evidentiary hearing that's going to need to take place. Rendering an impartial and fair verdict objectively, that's the goal, no matter what. You represent
even the worst of us.
Exactly.
The reason our system works is because the worst of us get the same procedures that the best of us get.
Yep. And you represent those jurors, gave 7 weeks of their lives to render that verdict. The reality is, though, there are at least one of the jurors, not that you represent, that have given a sworn affidavit that says something about Becky Hill, stating something that could have effectively affected that verdict. Kind of a he said, she said at this moment in time. How do you see that evidentiary hearing playing out when we have these kind of two conflicting sides right now?
Well, first, we're going to have to get the Supreme Court to appoint a judge who's going to oversee the motion for a new trial. We don't have that yet. I suspect that'll take place in the next, 28 days before the end of the year, 24 days or whatever. And then the hearing will be scheduled sometime in January for a status hearing, meaning the new judge is going to want to get up to speed, understand what the issues are, but the judge is going to have to set procedures in place, Tony. What is it going to be? Is it going to be in-court testimony by everybody that gave a statement or an affidavit in front of him? Is that going to be open to the public? Because these jurors live a very private life. Mm-hmm. They had 7 weeks that they gave. We don't want them to be more inconvenienced and more subject to public ridicule or public scrutiny than they already have been. So the judge is going to have to determine who's going to give testimony, what form is it going to come in, how open are these procedures going to be. Harpulian wants a full-blown evidentiary hearing. Before he even has the hearing, he wants to be able to depose all the jurors, including my clients. He wants to subpoena, Tony, their text messages and their emails and their phone records. I don't think the court's going to let that happen. Now, originally, when this came out, and I can't tell you what my clients have told me.
Sure.
I can only tell you what's in those statements. Mm-hmm. And I believe, my belief is, when they testify, whether it's in deposition, in court, under oath, I believe they're going to say something dramatically different from the affidavit that you referred to mm-hmm. of the juror that Joe McCullough is representing. And I'll get to Joe McCullough in a minute. I think the other 5-6 jurors are going to also disagree. They're going to say that Becky Hill did nothing inappropriate, that she was a very warm, kind person who was accommodating to many different needs on a daily basis for about 18 people. Because remember, it was 12 plus a six mm-hmm. or four or five, six alternates. So sure. there was a lot of people. There were so many people, Tony, they all couldn't be in one room. There was a number in one room and then a number in the other room. And they kind of broke off in factions and they stayed that way. So they're going to say she didn't do anything inappropriate and certainly never said anything that influenced my verdict. Remember, this is their verdict. Mm-hmm. They own it. They want to protect it. They gave 7 weeks of their life and they're greatly offended that they lost. Harpootlian and said they lost their free agency and they were manipulated by Becky Hill. They're greatly offended at that because these are some very smart people who said, look, I listened to the evidence and this scallywag was guilty as sin.
Sure.
It was just the easiest decision in the world. And now Harpootlian's negating their listening to all the evidence, the judge's instructions, and saying, oh, Becky influenced them. Nobody is yet to say my verdict would have been different but for Becky Hill. Mm-hmm. So originally I would have said to you, Tony, this is a slam dunk. It's not going to get reversed. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, in the past week and a half, two things have happened, which now make Becky's credibility at risk.
Yeah.
Becky's credibility was always going to be on play. Now, though, she's brought up on ethics charges in the way that she ran her clerk of court's office and that there may have been allegedly money misappropriated, either from child support payments that are made to the clerk's office or tours that she gave to people and charged for. That's one aspect of it, and that's serious. And it goes to her veracity. And her veracity is going to come into play on the jury issues. The second thing is her son, Cole.
Yeah.
Who's the director of information services for the county, Walterboro, and Collin County. He was just arrested for wiretapping. Now, wiretapping, if you and I are talking and I record you, that's not wiretapping.
Sure.
Because one of us, we're a one-party state.
Sure.
But he broke in the two other people talking and wasn't part of that conversation, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
And they confiscated Miss Becky's phone because they're concerned that some issues that he may have been overhearing were cluing her in mm-hmm. on what was going on the jury issue.
Yeah.
So now my fear is Becky has her credibility shot. Number two, and you know this, it's been referred now to the attorney general into a grand jury for her.
Yeah.
My suspicion is she can't talk. Mm-hmm. She can't, if she's called the court to testify as to the jury issues, I think she may have to take the fifth because there's an impaneled grand jury right now about her. And if she can't talk, that's going to make any judge nervous.
Yeah.
I originally said no lower court judge would do anything in favor of Alex Murdaugh because of the public scorn they would get. They would make an appellate court do it. If Alex is going to get a reversal, you let, you know, five guys, seven women up there with robes on, let them make that. But I'm not going to do it. And up until Judge Newman recused himself, and I think he was told to recuse himself by our Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
And probably a good decision.
Probably a good decision. Alex has not gotten one single ruling, Tony, mm-hmm. since September 21 in his favor. Not one. We beat Harpootlian and Griffin on 9 motions. Mm-hmm. In any case, whether it's bail, reformation of the bail, modification of the bail, whether it's an evidentiary issue, he's not won up until Judge Newman getting off this case. And that is a big win, mm-hmm. because we know how Judge Newman feels about Alex Murdaugh. One, he talked about it in his sentence. He also talked about it at Cleveland State, where he, after the trial, he went to his alma mater. He talked about it on the Today Show. But he also talked about it last week or a week and a half ago. He let Alex talk for an hour. He could have shut him down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of like Sun Tzu, you know, when your enemy's talking and destroying themselves, don't interrupt them. Well, at the end, he said, you know, I don't remember if you recall it. He said, I don't know who you are. And I fear that you don't even know who you are. I would have thought that somebody would stand in front of me and learn from what has happened. But you don't seem to have any type of remorse, any type of compassion that would educate you on, wow, I really hurt my profession. I hurt people who were close to me, you know, his family. I mean, one of the things I said is you destroyed Buster's, your son's reputation forever.
Yeah.
You know, this guy should be on the Mount Rushmore of criminals, Tony. You know, he's hit for the cycle. He's convicted of every single crime plus double murder. I mean, he's the career of all criminals, the criminals of the best we had. So the first win, I think, was getting Newman off the case. A new judge is going to come in. But I'm really fearful that there's been just this snowball over Becky Hill. One, even if she survives this without criminal prosecution, her job's gone.
Yeah.
She can't have the trust, I don't think. Even though there's no evidence that she's done anything wrong, it's now the appearance of impropriety. You know, too much has come up is what somebody's going to say. I've spoken to her. She is a wonderful woman. I was very confident and remain confident on the jury interference issues, but I just don't know enough about the monetary issues in her son. You know, that's just crazy.
It feels like there's just too much coming on here. I was thinking there's not a chance this is going to work. If we were just strictly talking on the jury tampering issues, I thought that would work itself up, but then the sun came up and then all the other things came up. And it's like, this is turning into a snowball that didn't need to take place. We'll have to see exactly how that all plays out.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.